Hello, it's Kathy Love here. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. It's my pleasure to share up more private practice stories and wisdom in this, our third season. My guests are generous, creative, and honest. It has been such a joy to be able to hold these conversations and capture these moments for your listening pleasure. We're sure that you'll really enjoy these unplugged chats and these private practice heart-to-hearts. So settle in, let's get the conversation started. John Hollenberg is the director of 5x5, a wonderful website builder based on the Gold Coast, but with clients all over the country. He's also the author of a book, Love at First Sight. How good is that title? In this conversation, we get talking about how your website is really, really important real estate and how it really reflects you as a thought leader and as a service provider. We talk about the content, the power of the content. We talk about images. We talk about video and being bold and really representing yourself in a total magnificence on your website. Yeah, we talk a bit about the technical details and SEO, and he describes it so easily. It was a great part of the chat as well. We also talk about the customer experience and how to make it so easy and effortless for your future customers to engage with you, learn to trust you and love you, all from the website. So a great conversation. Thanks, John. I know that you're going to enjoy this this podcast. And even if you've got a website already, you're going to get some tips. If you're stepping into the build of your website, you really, really want to hear this one. Okay, enjoy. Today on the podcast, we've got John Hollenberg from 5x5 and their website builders extraordinaire, based up on the Gold Coast, but with clients all over the countryside. And John is also the author of a book, Love at First Sight. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me.
Pleasure, pleasure. So we've each battled the internet gods and we're here to chat about websites and what they could be and what they should be and how to use them. Tell us a little bit about 5x5 and what you guys do.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so 5x5, we are known for building great looking, high performing websites. We're known as one of Australia's leading WordPress design and development agencies. Typically, we can double a client's website traffic and inquiries, and we can deliver a site that people are super proud of. Me personally, I've been building websites for over 20 years, started building websites in my board shorts in my spare bedroom. We've grown to a team of 20 people now. So we've got a team of designers, developers, project managers, copywriters, SEO people. We work across a wide range of industries. I've done a lot of work in tourism, automotive, professional services, so lawyers, accountants, financial planners, a bunch of private practice businesses as well. And just generally focused on just delivering return on investment, so getting people results.
Yeah. Beautiful. And Gold Star, your websites are just magnificent. I can't wait for you to rebuild or build my new one. So what I sometimes hear about is that the website is a bit of a chore for private practitioners or probably lots of small business owners. It's quite a mountain to climb and there isn't always a whole lot of guidance in terms of why you have one and how you use it, let alone how to make it look incredible and have really awesome text on it. Where should that process start and how can it be enjoyable for people?
Yeah, 100% agree that it's always this, maybe it's the unknown of it. People don't maybe understand it. They don't invest the time to understand it. It doesn't need to be a chore. It is something that you can love and embrace because it is a very powerful tool. So obviously, like where a website typically fits into a lot of, say, private practice or professional style sort of businesses is it typically is the shop front, the first touch that someone has with your business. So you want to make sure that it's a good one. You know, it really is the first point of contact. So it sets the tone for the relationship moving forward. And you can tell someone that has spent the time, the effort, put, you know, a lot of critical thinking into the structure and how they present themselves. Maybe they've had some professional photography shot. You know, they're updating their website, blog posts. They clearly articulate the value that they deliver in the market. There's some really strong calls to action in terms of what the next step looks like. So when you sort of put all that together, there are tremendous opportunities to make your website work really hard for you.
Yeah, a lot of websites that I come across all look a bit the same, and that makes me wonder if there's a bit of anxiety about standing out too much or having the super different one. Is that something you come across, or is it just me in my world?
Yeah, like, you know, I think that is a common theme that typically people do undervalue the mountain of value that they bring and the experience they have in their industry. People, and maybe that is a cultural thing, potentially, here in Australia, the whole sort of tall poppy syndrome that people don't like to fly their flag and talk about how amazing they are and the results that they get for their clients. So that's probably a little bit of, you know, getting over yourself. And you and I have both done a lot of work around that.
Getting out of our own way.
Yeah. So yeah, look, I'd wholeheartedly agree that there's an element of that.
Yeah. How do you help your customers get started in that thinking of kind of releasing the beast and making it look and sound amazing?
Yeah, sure. So it really is having an understanding of the mindset and the strategy that you need to really apply to this. As I said, you know, most business owners are sitting on a real mountain of knowledge, and they have a duty to share that with the world. And, you know, that can be done through video or through publishing good, useful, helpful content that solves people's problems. You know, and that's going to really show not only to prospective clients, but to Google that ultimately you are an authority in the marketplace. So that's really like the premise of how we approach websites. And then there's the whole sort of putting it together. So, you know, we look at the key steps in our process, and this actually forms, you know, the key sort of structure of my book. So I published a book, Love at First Sight, How to Build the Website of Your Dreams. And really, you know, first chapter is like getting in the right mindset and understanding what the bigger picture strategy looks like. Where people come unstuck is they just don't know how to sort of partner with someone. So really knowing what to ask, how to approach that, recognizing the actual value. So, you know, some people don't put a lot of value on their website and they don't want to spend a lot on that. And different people are in different sort of phases of their business. So that's completely understandable. But, you know, ultimately it should be a return on investment. So X amount of dollars in should generate X amount of dollars out over the perceived sort of time of that website. You got to make sure you get the right tools for the job. So we utilize a platform called WordPress. WordPress is an open source content management system, and it's free to use. It's free to shape and mold and do what you want out of the box. It performs very well in the eyes of Google. It's nice and easy for a business owner to get into the back end, and with a little bit of training, they can you know, be in the driver's seat and feel comfortable.
My team don't let me anywhere near it.
Well, you know, it's about recognizing your strengths.
Yeah, you know, good at other things. Your sweet good spot. On them. Yeah. It so is. Cool. WordPress is wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Like for a free tool, and you know, the numbers are it's driving about 30% of all websites on the internet. So it's just, you know, it ticks the boxes for a lot of, you know, the sort of businesses that you're working with, Kathy. So one of our real value propositions is the importance of visual design. So you look at companies, you know, like Apple, who invest heavily in you know, design, product design. It's a real differentiator. It can really set two businesses apart, people that understand and invest in design. So the look and the feel and the layout of the website, all that sort of stuff. So we've got a very design-oriented approach. The sort of solutions that we're implementing for our clients are all very much handcrafted and bespoke, unique to them, target audience and the outcomes they want to achieve. So typically in the mix, there's a content strategy as well. So, you know, launching a website is just the start of that journey. So that's another sort of mindset thing, is it's not set and forget. It's you launch the website and that's the start. And then there needs to be some sort of content strategy in place. And, you know, you look at someone like yourself who's doing a fantastic job around that in terms of regularly publishing a podcast, blog posts, webinars, all that sort of stuff. So that's where you can generate, you know, really high value, useful content that's going to pull prospects in. That that content can then be shared. So there's lots of different ways to drive traffic to your website. So one would be, say, through email marketing activities, like a monthly newsletter or something like that. You can use that content you're creating and share that socially through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, you could even drive paid traffic or SEO to that. So that's sort of like, I guess, a very high level overview as to the different pieces of the puzzle.
I got the shock of my life when I built, well, I didn't build it, out my first business, first website. And it was, oh my gosh, 10, 15 years ago. It never occurred to me that people wouldn't just go and look at it. Shock of my life that it was then a matter of promoting it, and that it wasn't just up there and people would flock to it and get what they needed from it. So yeah, the website, whilst it's super important and is your real estate, is then only useful as you let people know about it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, agreed. So yeah, look, there needs to be some sort of strategy in place, and look, organically Google will find it, assuming that the content's there, but even still, that's not enough. People need to put some real thought into how they were going to approach that. And look, different websites do actually have different purposes. So we work with a lot of professional service style firms that actually don't need a whole bunch of business, because most of their business comes through referrals. And I'm assuming that's probably similar to a lot of the businesses in your networks, that, you know, maybe doctors refer to different practitioners and all that sort of stuff. So really, like, where the website then comes into play is it's that validation tool that you are an authority, that you're the rock star or the leader in your chosen industry. And then it's really what the website's doing is ticking those sort of mental boxes that when someone does get referred through, that you're the right person for the job. And then you've got on the other side of the coin is, you know, generating new leads and inquiries through search engine optimization, through social, through paid traffic, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit, please, like in a really helpful, love in your heart way, what SEO is.
Cool. Okay. So SEO, maybe we'll start at the basics. So SEO is
101.
Is an acronym for search engine optimization. And really there's two components to that. You have an on-site. So when we say on-site, it means the technical sort of fundamentals of your website, and the characteristics that the website has. And there are a whole heap of different characteristics that might exist in terms of like word count, load time, how quickly your website loads, because that's a big factor in terms of user experience. If someone's sitting there waiting for 20 seconds for a page to load, then that's not a good user experience, and Google will not send you a lot of love in the form of traffic. So a big part of that is speed and load time. Google also put a lot of emphasis on whether your site is mobile friendly. So the way that we build our websites is through mobile responsiveness, which means that there's one sort of solution that adapts or responds to all the different platforms, whether it's a big 27-inch monitor, down to a laptop, down to an iPad, down to, say, an iPhone. And essentially what the website does is it cascades or it shrinks horizontally and creates a much longer page. So that's best practice from a general sort of usability and search engine optimization perspective. And then you've got some more of the technical sort of SEO characteristics like your title tags. So this title tag is probably the number one thing that Google looks at. That's a bunch of words that basically summarizes what that page is about. You've got other things like meta descriptions, like keyword density. So, you know, there's plugins into WordPress that help you manage that. So they're the on-site characteristics and largely how search engine optimization has evolved over the years is just making sure that your house is in good order. So making sure that your website loads quick, it's responsive, it's got, you know, a bunch of useful, helpful content, full of all the nice keywords that you want to get found for, it's regularly updated, and it's got those technical sort of things that I just described. And generally the site will do pretty well. But really how you can then supercharge that is through off-site optimization. So driving backlinks. An example of that would be, say we record this podcast, this gets published on your nacra.com.au website. And then you link back to my website, say this is John Hollenberg from 5x5, and that the link would be on the 5x5 words. And that's a backlink. That's linking from your site to my site. And generally, how Google sort of measure that off-site backlinking, it's like a big popularity contest. The more backlinks and the more relevant backlinks that you have, generally Google will deem your website to be more popular, and they will rank your website higher than, say, your competitor's website that maybe has less of those backlinks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's that makes great sense. There are some cool words in there like tags and meta tags and keyword density, and all of those good things are Googleable. But it's such a big reminder about why you work with somebody to work through all of that and to understand it. And yeah, you know, I was surprised, and I found it really, really interesting is to be guided to write the content so that it did have certain words reappearing at certain frequencies, because that could help the website being found. But I wouldn't have known that. And I guess it's just that caution to those solopreneurs out there who want to build their own website. While it's a mighty fine endeavor, I do wonder if it isn't going about things the hard way.
Yeah, look, and there's different approaches, and horse of a course is it's just a matter of understanding, you know, how much control you want at the end of the day, or how much you want to delegate that, and then finding some sort of solution. So, you know, in an ideal world, you do get a professional website done. You partner with someone who's an expert in that arena, and then maybe it's a collaborative approach in terms of the ongoing maintenance and the updates and the education and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about professional headshots, and I might have imagined it, but you might have also said really good imagery and photographs. Mm-hmm. How does all of that happen?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. It really just comes down to getting a professional photographer to shoot you. And I guess the advice that I give our clients is really try and mimic what an experience looks like when someone works with you. So they're coming into a practice. You know, ideally that photo shoot is done on site, and you can have a bit of creative liberty with that. So, you know, if you don't have a nice, or, you know, a very sort of big polished practice or whatever, don't beat yourself up about that. It's you know, you can still have some fun about it. So you might go and shoot in a park nearby, or a visibly sort of local landmark or whatever. And really, like, what you want is ultimately you are the product. The business owner is the product. The person doing the consulting, or the team doing the consulting, or the delivery. And we would just want to get those faces up on screen, because that's going to paint a picture as to what the experience looks like in terms of working with a specific business. So when they do walk through the door, it's like, oh, you were the person on the website or whatever. And it's just a much warmer way of starting that relationship. So people can eyeball you, they can see, you know, who you are and what you look like. And when they do walk through the door, they feel like they know you and they like you and they trust you already. So that's the power of photography. And then if you want to take that to the next level, that video as well. So face-to-camera video does that. The brain, feels like it already knows you prior to even, picking up the phone or walking in the front door. So there is tremendous value in investing the time and the effort to do that.
Video. I knew we'd get there eventually. So what are some great ways that business owners can use video on their websites?
So there's a couple of different videos that we really encourage our clients to invest in. The first is probably like the why video. So why do you actually get out of bed and do what you do every day? And that can actually be quite short and punchy. It can be around 60 seconds. The way that we typically put that together is we'll record an audio track, and we'll literally just we'll get a videographer out on site and we'll shoot it, and we just extract the content. And that's done very, very casually in a very conversational manner, where we'll very sneakily just set up the camera and hit the record button, and then we'll sort of wire up the person who's going to give us some audio, and then we'll just literally have a conversation and we'll just start recording. And we've been chatting for 20 minutes and they're like, all right, well, when are we going to do this video? And it's like, no, we've got everything we need. So that's right. How we get our audio track. And it's
mental great. Note to self.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic, because yeah. People just freak out and they're like, I need to put on some facade or this mask that,
look professional.
Exactly. They just get in their own heads, and that's not, they're not speaking from the heart where they would normally be if they were just having a conversation with an individual. So that's why we sort of take that approach. And then what we do is we layer the audio track, usually over a bunch of B-roll footage. So it's doing what I said before. It's like painting experience as to what it's like to work with the business. So we'll literally, it might be someone sort of walking down the street, opening the front gate to the practice, opening the door, being greeted by a secretary or someone like that, shaking the hand of a consultant or whoever, and then being guided through, or it might be sipping on a latte or whatever, laughing, smiling, having fun, engaging in the normal sort of process. So when you put all that together with a nice audio track over the top, it all just comes together. So 60 seconds is all you need, and that's really just like the snapshot or the intro, and that's a tremendous asset to have front and center on your website on the homepage.
I think sometimes people get a bit head up about being professional. I'm doing air quotes, which are completely unuseful for podcasts. But there's this pressure to be uber professional. And yes. In fact, so much of the work we do as allied health professional is completely relationship based and completely about ourselves as the product, and bringing a toolkit that we happen to have that's unique and special to us. And so this casualization of engaging people and marketing and messaging, and whilst it is totally professional and technically, superb, it's okay to be yourself.
Exactly. And that's what people want. They want to feel at ease. Yep.
Yeah. All righty. So I'm certain that approach to video is tempting some that are listening. Often the thought of a video or a video on social media or Facebook Live kind of just turns people pale. Mm. But yeah, we're seeing more and more of it online, and it feels so much more accessible. So yeah, good call on that one. So we've covered kind of content, well, purpose and content and images and video. Mm-hmm. What else do great websites need to have on there?
Well, so really, like, when we talk about the real sweet spot in terms of what we're delivering, I would sum that up in saying that the solution that we're delivering for our clients is we're really just sharing their magic. And then what is that actually, what's that made of? Well, it's really establishing them as an authority in the marketplace. It's generating more leads and inquiries if that's important for them. And then it's about converting those leads and inquiries. So actually having someone raise their hand and get in touch. So the main three things that have an impact on those items is doing crafted content. So that's having exceptional web copy, the engaging video that we spoke about, publishing useful, helpful, meaningful blogs that create a connection and that's done on a regular basis. The second component of that is site psychology. So the visuals and the presentation. So we spoke about design, having just like a good functional user interface for people to interact with your website on. And the other big part of that is branding. So making sure that your brand is visually consistent across all the touch points. So people underestimate, I think, especially in your area, the importance and the power of branding. And I sort of touched on that from a design perspective before. And then the third component is really like that technical intelligence. So the user experience and how someone physically interacts with the different elements on the site. We spoke about SEO. Probably the other thing is having some sort of diagnostic tool. So when I say a diagnostic tool, there's a way of almost like commercializing or replicating your IP. And whether you like it or not, everyone has some sort of methodology or process in terms of how they are, solving people's problems in their business, right? So, you know, for us, it's that seven steps that I spoke about, the chapter headings. So what you can do is really try and engineer that process into some sort of like quiz or diagnostic tool. And you know, I know this is probably a little bit sensitive with some of the clients that you're working with, but even if it's very sort of high level without giving any sort of specific advice, like you can maybe highlight potential issues or gaps that may exist. So to give you a very sort of practical example, we work with a business coach, and he helps sort of like middle managers become the leader that they need to be within the business. So he has five key steps, and there's like 25 questions, and basically at the end of that, they go through the quiz. They get a diagnostic on where they're at in each of those key five sections with some useful, helpful, actionable advice that sort of shows them how they can improve specific areas. So that's an automated tool. He's capturing really useful, valuable information about his prospective clients. He's adding value through an automated tool. And then he uses that as a lead into a deeper conversation through the rest of his sort of, you know, product ecosystem. So he's also got a podcast. He does a bunch of coaching and webinars and one-on-one work. So that's sort of the start of his funnel or his sales cycle. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm going to clarify the diagnostic bit, because the Allied Health guys listening to this may instantly think of diagnosis as
autism. I was trying to tread very carefully there.
I knew that you were. And I'm going to dig you out of that slight little ditch.
Awesome.
by giving some examples of seen. So I can think of a questionnaire. Maybe questionnaire is kind of the way that we go with this. And it's got questions about the child's development. So it's a service that provides services to kids and families and educators. So it's got questions about how independent the child is, about their sleep, about their meal times, about their play, about how they fit in with the family and friends and all of that sort of stuff. And it's really soft and gentle and respectful. And my understanding is the purpose of it is it builds a little bit of awareness about how life could be a little bit easier for everybody if some of these, glitches were sort of smoothed out a little bit. And it's got a call to action at the end, which we probably need to explain in a tick. And so, you know, in submitting that form, the service provider gets some really good information about where the family's at and where the kiddo's at. But the parent is also left with, oh, well, they know a bit about me already. We're kind of got a foot in the door here. But they also got a few tips on the back of that, some of those questions as well. Just really, really good, general, easy, respectful sort of stuff. So I've seen some nice questionnaires about that. I've seen other questionnaires about sleep. I've seen other questionnaires about social skills and how people use the community, how independent they are, about all sorts of things. So It's a lot of the questions that an allied health provider would ask in that first session, but it's about fast-tracking it a little bit. And I would see the purpose of that questionnaire, quiz, whatever you want to call it, as a bit of trust building as well. Yes. It doesn't have to be really salesy or super, super difficult. It's just about, let's kind of get the conversation started.
100%, exactly what Kathy said just then.
Just then.
Yeah, so you nailed it on the head, Kathy. And I guess the real value in all of that is ensuring that someone has actionable information, but being responsible about it as well. So it's in no way intended to replace the one-on-one stuff, but give maybe people some quick little wins or whatever. And just start them on that journey.
Yeah. I rarely, rarely see that when I'm looking at allied health professional business websites. Rarely. I mean, I've only ever seen it single figure times.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a tremendous opportunity to innovate and get it done.
Yeah. Let's demystify the CTA, the call to action. How would you describe it, John?
I think it sometimes, most of the time, it probably gets overthought. It's just just thinking, what is the next step that I want someone to do? And ultimately, what's the outcome I'm trying to achieve? Is it to build a list for email marketing activities? Is it literally just for someone to fill out a form so that they can book in for an appointment? So that's like, I think it's just being very clear on that and then making it abundantly easy for someone to complete the activity and putting as little friction in place so that they do achieve that. So that's really, like, in simple terms, that's really what you should be thinking about.
Sometimes business owners get a bit put off by what they see other more salesy types doing, and it could be a buy now, book now, and it doesn't have to be that loud, does it?
I think it needs to be clear as to what the next logical step is, but it's I think generally Australians to put it not so eloquently, BS radar is very in tune. So, just listen to your gut and just be real and authentic, and people will just genuinely appreciate you for it.
Yeah. Agree. High five through the airwaves. High five on that one. Let's spend the last couple of minutes with you talking to us a bit about your book. And I have to confess, I haven't read it. So how's that? I need to get myself a copy and have a good read of it. What's in there? What's going to be really, really useful for people listening?
Well, look, really what I wanted to do was to create a really good punchy read that is so what this book is not, this book is not how to build your own website. There's many other sort of more technical sites on books on how to do that. This is very much a detailed how-to guide to partner with a website designer to get the best possible outcome. So really that's where it's focused. So it gives you an overview of the mindset and strategy. It tells you actually how to brief a website designer. Like that's where it's just, you know, time and time again, there is a trail of destruction left by website designers. And typically by the time someone comes through to us, they're on their third go of trying to build a website and they are just so annoyed and frustrated and just want an outcome. So a lot of that is around the briefing process and making sure that you go into that with your eyes open and protecting yourself and making sure there's a really clear, common plan of attack around that. And then you get into the tools, design, content, optimizing and sharing that content, and this general sort of technical checklist in terms of everything that you should do from a website perspective to get the possible best possible results. So that's really like what the book does. Someone can get through it in literally, you know, 2.5-3 hours. There's 200 plus illustrations. It's bright, it's colorful. Yeah, so that's probably a summary of the book.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We will put a link to your website and the book in the show notes. Thank you. You can have the parting word. What would you like to add to land this baby?
Oh, goodness, no pressure. No pressure. Just look, you know, I think take action. Any action is better than no action. And, you know, our mentor, it says, you know, it's about kicking the can forward, and you can imagine that visual when you kick a can and it sort of goes off to the right a little bit, and you kick it and it goes off to the left, and sometimes it moves further forward than it does other times, but you just got to keep it moving forward. So that's really the journey. You more than likely you're probably not going to nail your first website, but it is that learning process. So, you know, get in there, do it right. Make sure you educate yourself around the process and the tools and all that sort of stuff. Partner with someone who you feel comfortable with, and then, you know, hold them accountable, but hold yourself accountable as well. So it's certainly a two-way street, and give you set yourself up for some success.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing up your wisdom on the Private Practice Secrets podcast. It's been absolutely wonderful checking in on all of this good stuff. And you've got me excited. I'm going to hit the whiteboard this afternoon.
Cool. With love it.
Naker.com version 25.
Well, I look forward to seeing it.
That, alrighty.
Sounds great. So thank you for your support, Catherine. Keep up your amazing work.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for investing your time right through to the end of this episode of Private Practice Secrets. If you're running a private practice and keen for more business confidence and management know-how, head on over to our website, nacre.com.au. I'll spell it, nacre.com.au. Over there, you'll find all sorts of business resources and inspiration, blogs, forms, web events, freebies, our virtual conference information, workshops, and more. And don't be shy. Take advantage of the free power call and book yourself into my diary for the chance to have a business chat and to pick my brains. I'm Cathy Love, Allied Health Business Coach, wishing you and your business a brilliant day.